1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time is 7:52, and the third Thursday of the month at this time, we check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right. Fantastic. Let's start with the upcoming session, and I know a lot of discussion centered on that at the at last week's legislative breakfast. Tell us about your thoughts as you head toward the session.
Well, the legislative session, the annual legislative session, starts on February 6th. So currently, legislators in the Senate and the House are working on their the bills that they're going to introduce, myself included, having conversations with other legislators and commissioners of the various departments in order to try to, find common ground on those proposals. And yesterday in particular, to give kind of the listeners a flavor of what we do up in the legislature, our Senate Republican caucus met for, 5 hours or 6 hours to develop our kind of caucus, our common caucus proposals that we make every year to try to show that, we're thinking about governing. We want to be a part of the solution. And, trying to work out the all the different proposals that we think are the most important to moving the state in a positive direction, improving people's lives. Give a peek behind the curtain. The conversations we have are, sometimes we disagree on certain things, but, they're constructive, they're thoughtful, they're practical conversations about how to lower the cost of living, grow our economy, improve our schools, make our state more safe and reduce crime, and make the state government more accountable to the people and to doing good. So that's what we're doing right now. We're having those conversations. We're writing our proposals. And come February, we'll start, working in a more official manner to move good things forward and hopefully stop the more perverse proposals as well.
All right, so it sounds like kind of a general outline at this point, but nothing specific in terms of we're proposing this during the session. Is that right?
We went through 5 or 6 hours of discussions, and I've kind of outlined a lot of the bills. There's actually a lot of specific proposals. I'll propose every session about 40 bills, which is, I think, kind of around the average, probably most representatives and senators probably do 20 or 30, but some do like 100. So, most of my bill concepts and proposals and that of other senators and representatives are probably on paper somewhere, but not fully developed.
All right. Any kind of air quote pet bills that you're working on yourself to the session?
Well, the proposals that I'm most focused on this session in particular, but also generally speaking, are, again, economic growth, economic opportunity type subjects to lower the cost of living across the board. I mean, the ones that I'm really prioritizing in terms of what I think can be passed and what will gain bipartisan favor are to reduce, taxes on workers in the form of licensing fees that 25-30% of workers have to pay every year, I think, unnecessarily. So, hopefully lowering costs, lowering taxes on those workers, employees by hundreds and hundreds of dollars per year in order to, improve economic growth and reduce their cost of living, bring more people to Connecticut to work. And, I spent a lot of the off season focused on housing and zoning issues. We know them well here in Greenwich and the surrounding areas to ensure that we have more local control over our zoning and housing policies rather than, being imposed upon by the state government. And also in doing so and having that local discretion, being able to create more housing in a way that has local buy-in. So, I think a lot of these proposals to take away even more of our local control are going to rear their head again this coming year, as they do year in and year out. And the other side will continue to chip away But we've also had very constructive discussions in the offseason about, you know, where we can find common ground. And I will always try to find common ground with, you know, people I often disagree with. And, you know, in hopes of kind of finding things that we can all agree on. And I think that's creating more housing, but doing it in a way that has the buy-in of local communities like ours.
Speaking with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich, Senator, we're going to close on a local note. That you were at the first annual meeting of Friends of Binney Park Wednesday night. Is that right?
Yes. And Helen DeLago, who incidentally is our first selectman's cousin and my former neighbor when my mom lived in Old Greenwich back when I was in college, was honored by the organization for all the good work she's done on behalf of Binney Park. I don't live, I live about a mile and a half from Binney Park, a little bit more. The park that I probably use the most. It's one of the many great parks and assets in our great town. And, you know, the work that the Friends of Binney Park are doing to preserve it and pass on the history of it, because obviously it was bequeathed to the town by the Binney family probably 100 years ago. It's very important work, and it's kind of one of those examples of why this is such a great town to live in, because, you know, people contribute every day, in ways that we don't always see. And, you know, so it was great to be at the Friends of Binney Park, and, you know, it's again, a great example of good citizenship in this town.
All right. Fantastic. Senator Fazio, as always, appreciate your time this morning. Have yourself a good weekend and stay warm.
You too, Tony.